Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here. Sunday morning. Well, when I look up in the sky, what do I see? One of my favorite guests that we have on this show is Dr. Sky, otherwise known as Steve Cates, originally from New York. And he really gives us a perspective of what we should be looking at. Good morning, Dr. Sky, or Steve.
And good morning, John. Thanks for the nice introduction as we talk about great things in the sky. And I wanted to start off this morning with all of your listeners to help inform them about the current status of this great piece of technology, the James Webb Telescope. It will actually reach this position almost a million miles away from the Earth, John, that they're intentionally sending it to. That should happen on the 23rd of January. And as of this program right now, the spacecraft is about 96% of the way of where it has to be in space. And this is interesting because so many people around the world, John, are just following this particular spacecraft. Remember that it's got these five layers of this insulating material. We all know about these survival blankets that people have. They look like aluminum foil. Well, the material that this sun shield is made of is called Kapton. And there's five layers. But the interesting point is on the sun side, temperatures are about 134 degrees, like they almost get in Arizona in the summer. But just 6 feet away, John, on the other side, where the instruments and the telescope will probably do most of its work, is 340 degrees below zero. Now, if that sounds complicated on a Sunday morning, just know that the whole particular spacecraft is operating well. The mirrors are all being aligned. There's 18 of these individual little hexagonal mirrors. This is a giant mirror in space, John. It's 21 feet in diameter compared to the Hubble Space Telescope's like 94-inch mirror. So a lot of great science is going to come from this, but it won't start, the science, just to be clear, until probably June or July. But we got to get to that point in space where it can operate.
Wow. I mean, how soon before we start getting information?
Probably, as I mentioned, John, maybe around the mid part of this year. And remember, the telescope doesn't see in the visible light like we see every day. It operates in infrared. So that's the reason they want to protect it from heat, because it actually, to make it simple, this telescope sees heat signatures. So they're going to look back in time and try to observe as far back as we can go just after the universe exploded, or I should say more correctly, expanded about 13.6 billion years ago. This is going to be an amazing thing to watch. But, John, there's something closer to home that I wanted to talk about, and this is interesting. On the 15th of January, many people are here on Mother Earth got to experience an explosion from what we call the Hunga Tonga submarine volcano explosion. That's a lot of words to say. What was it? It's a massive undersea volcano that exploded. And why I'm mentioning this, John, is that space satellites saw this gigantic explosion, and the science part of that that relates to what we talk about on your show is that a giant gravity wave was sent around the world, and they heard this explosion all the way in Australia, and even more incredible, John, up in Alaska, and it created a tsunami about 4 to 6 feet high, and sadly, some people did die in Chile, and boats were flooded and capsized in California. But this is really interesting, because if you really want to go to the big mother of all volcano explosions, let's go back to August 27th of 1883, when the gigantic Krakatoa explosion took place. We weren't around then, but it's alleged that at that time, the tsunami was 100 feet high, and it shattered the eardrums of people on a boat 40 miles away. And closer to home, imagine, John, a decibel reading of 310 decibels. That, in the astronomy world, caused a global cooling, sulfuric dust and atmospheric particles and carbon dioxide was released into the atmosphere.
And what year was that?
1883.
Wow.
And that was one of the most amazing explosions, because here's the astronomy and space part of it, John. The world for 2 years saw these amazing red sunsets, but the temperature dropped on the Earth. So what I'm about to say is, for all those that want to see climate change, Mother Nature puts more carbon dioxide and products in the atmosphere. We don't have a chance to even try to control that, but I mention it with this explosion. The one that happened, John, on January 15th near Tonga, is that it looked like to me like what an asteroid impact would be in the ocean. And they mimicked it and said that if that was the same relative size, the explosion, if it were an asteroid, it would probably be something maybe a couple of hundred feet in diameter. But could you imagine if one of these bigger asteroids hit the ocean? It would make Krakatoa look like it was a walk in the park. Amazing stuff.
Now, tell me about the explosion last week. Where was it? Tell the people where it was again.
Sure. It's near the nation of Tonga in the South Pacific. And this
where
is
the heck is that?
Strange.
Where is Tonga?
You know, John, if you take a long cruise to the right of Australia and way to the left of Samoa, it's out there in the South Pacific. I'd love to have gone there, but I just hope that God bless the people there, because I think one of the islands, collapsed into the ocean. It's just a beautiful place as far as, you know, the temperature around the world because of the cold that many people are experiencing now in parts of the nation. But, John, that's an amazing thing to happen. Here's another interesting point. You do not normally have tsunamis from earthquakes. I mean, this is unusual. Earthquakes typically produce tsunamis, not volcanoes. So that was a massive explosion.
Was this the first time that one ever exploded?
No, sir. It happened a few times. It didn't explode. It was venting gases for a number of years before this. So they kind of knew that someday it might pop its top or blow its top. And it sure did. But what's amazing, once again, John, if people look at the images from the satellites, you see the Earth, the sunrise is coming up, and this gigantic explosion above ground, above the ocean, takes place, but it sent these gravity waves around the Earth. So it literally rocked the Earth, and that's incredible power. I mean, look at the power of these explosions from what they call an undersea volcano, a submarine volcano.
Is it still exploding, or has it calmed down?
Honestly, I don't know. I think most of the explosion is over. And you never know, because it's all part of the Ring of Fire, John, this whole area that's around the world. It goes, of course, from Alaska down along the California coast, down through Central America, along the coast of South America, and it arcs all the way around the ocean.
Well, Dr. Sky, we're running out of time, but I look forward to talking to you in the next few days or next week. And please give us a report on that. And you know what I'd like to report on?
Yes.
Antarctica. If you
Absolutely.
Get any reports on Antarctica, because there are maps around that cannot be around, but they are around, about Antarctica without the ice. And where do these
maps
come from?
That's amazing, and I look forward to being back on the show, and just want to say good morning and clear skies to all the listeners. Have a good day.
Clear skies. God bless you.